The Autism Dad is brought to you by Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free, which is awesome. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, which means no fancy equipment, and that's super convenient. Anchor will also distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, all the popular apps out there. And you can even begin making money from your podcast right away, because there's no minimum listenership required to start monetizing. So that's cool as well. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. That's anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? My name is Rob Gorski, and this is the Autism Dad Podcast. A couple of things. First of all, it's been a while, and I apologize for that. There's been a lot of things going on in my life that have sort of diverted my attention away. I lost my remaining grandparents over the first half of the year, and that was really difficult. It's really hard when an entire generation is gone. You sort of don't know what to do. And it was very difficult for me to deal with. And so that sort of took my attention away for a while. And then in August, my wife and I split. I didn't see that coming. It was something that I just, it is what it is. I don't have any control over it. And I have the kids. The kids are living with me full time, and that makes it challenging to have any kind of quiet space or time where I can record anything without constant interruptions that make editing a headache. So there's been a lot going on, and I'm very blessed to have my kids. If there's something positive that can come from a tragic situation like this, is just that, I have my kids and my kids are my life. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have them in my life every day. And it's challenging. It's rewarding. I'm grateful for every frustrating, challenging minute that I have with them. And we're working on sort of putting our lives back together and forging a new path forward. That, again, makes things difficult to sort of stay on top of. But I've sort of been refocusing my attention on moving forward rather than dwelling on the past. And so I want to get the podcast back on track. I've been writing. So if you read the blog, that I've been writing a lot more lately than what I have been recently. So those are all positive things. So that's sort of the housekeeping stuff. Next, I want to talk about my plans for season two. Season two, I want to focus on people. And I want to talk to people who are impacted by autism, whether it's a parent or a caregiver or, maybe a person, an autistic person. And I want to talk to, organizations that may be doing things that are very positive for that community. And I think it's important to sort of shine a light on that and help support the people who are supporting our loved ones with autism or special needs. And so that's really important to me. So what I'm thinking about doing is I'd like to start interviewing parents. I want to start with parents and just learn about their life. Talk about your kid. It's a chance you can brag about your child, tell us about some of the challenges, talk about their strengths, and just sort of tell us what it's like so that people understand that this is not a cookie cutter diagnosis. The whole point for me in doing this is to try and demonstrate beyond a shadow of a doubt, that there is individuality, there is diversity, there is, uniqueness and no two people, no two autistic people are alike, and it's something that I think the general public tends to not recognize all the time. And so that can create stereotypes and all kinds of unpleasantness that I really think we can sort of quash by being more open and talking. So I'd like to line up some parents to just sort of talk about their life and just have a conversation, you know, parent to parent, about some of the challenges that they face, some of the things that are just amazing, and whatever. It's their story, and I think that if I'm in a position where I can help amplify their voice or give them a voice, I think that's important that I do that. So that's something that I really want to do. Like I said, I also want to talk to companies that are, you know, putting out products or services or doing things that are very positive for the community, and maybe help connect my listeners with the services or products that can improve the quality of their life. So there's those things. And as always, I'm always looking for sponsors for episodes. So if you are interested in either being an interview, an interviewee, parent, or representing an organization, or you're interested in sponsoring an episode, just visit theautismdad.com/contact. That's theautismdad.com/contact. Shoot me a message. I reply to everybody, and we'll try and set something up. So until then, you guys can, again, find me at the blog. It's theautismdad.com. All of my social media links are in the top right corner. I'm mostly on Twitter, so if you want to get in touch with me, I try to talk to everybody who reaches out. Hit me up on Twitter. That's probably the easiest way, or just send me an email directly from the site. So again, I'm really excited about season 2. I'm looking forward to connecting with some new people, and I will talk to you guys in the weeks and months ahead. So thank you very much for your patience. I really appreciate you guys, and I will talk to you later.